What if I told you that understanding profitability could reshape our approach to responsibility? The connection between the two is pivotal for modern businesses. In this chapter, we'll explore how embracing a responsible mindset enhances profitability. Get ready to uncover practical insights that can transform your perspective and drive positive change. Today, you'll acquire knowledge about the evolution of the finance function in India, focusing on its shift to a strategic role. You'll learn to evaluate how businesses strategically balance short-term profits with long-term business goals, including risk management. Furthermore, you'll master the concept of value maximization beyond profits by considering customer satisfaction and shareholder interests. We will identify key drivers impacting sustainable shareholder wealth, such as investment and governance. Finally, you'll explore effective strategies for balancing profit with social responsibility to ensure positive societal outcomes. As we transition into the evolving role of finance, it's essential to understand the broader context that goes beyond mere balance sheets. Today, finance is a central player in shaping strategy and driving value creation. The finance function now co-leads critical areas such as strategy development, capital allocation, and mergers and acquisitions. Collaboration is key, as finance works closely with the CEO and departments like marketing, HR, and engineering to ensure that financial decisions support innovation and operational goals. Moreover, managing risks and investments while ensuring governance and transparency builds trust and enhances long-term value. Finally, a successful CFO balances the interests of shareholders, employees, customers, and society to promote sustainable growth. Market leadership often necessitates strategic trade-offs. Prioritizing market share can lead to long-term profits through scale and customer loyalty. For example, some smartphone manufacturers lower their flagship prices to capture users quickly, trading off immediate margins. Similarly, Maruti Suzuki employs targeted discounts in the Indian auto market to maintain its leadership position. Amazon invests its earnings back into logistics and technology instead of focusing on short-term profits. Ultimately, these strategies can enhance profitability and sustain market dominance over time. Government regulation plays a crucial role in the decisions firms make regarding profit limits. In regulated markets, businesses aim to avoid accusations of monopoly power and the risk of facing stricter rules or even threats of nationalization. For instance, pharmaceutical companies often voluntarily cap prices on life-saving drugs to prevent intervention and maintain their operational licenses. Similarly, in India's telecom sector, companies like Reliance Jio and Bharti Airtel adopt a low-tariff strategy to mitigate scrutiny and foster customer loyalty. Firms in Europe's energy markets, such as Shell, pursue a balanced profitability approach to adapt to price controls. Ultimately, these strategies emphasize long-term market access, compliance, and reduced risks over immediate financial gains. Customer goodwill becomes essential in challenging times. To maintain trust, companies might hold or lower prices, fostering loyalty. For example, a restaurant chain could avoid raising menu prices, encouraging repeat diners. Similarly, Zomato and Swiggy maintained low delivery fees during the pandemic, ensuring order frequency stayed high. Apple's iPhone SE offers an affordable option, catering to cost-conscious buyers. This strategy leads to a larger user base, higher retention, and stronger brand trust, contributing to long-term value. As we consider the landscape of risk management, it's essential to articulate the ongoing tension between profit and risk. Higher returns typically demand greater variability, leading us to seek durable and repeatable profits wherever possible. In real estate, for instance, pursuing luxury projects in a volatile market often backfires. Prioritizing stability may be wiser than chasing fleeting upsides. Similarly, Tata Power illustrates the peril of risky international ventures that could undermine core domestic operations, indicating that sometimes restraint is the best strategy. Waiting for market validation before investing in speculative technologies, as seen with GM, can safeguard capital and foster informed decisions. Ultimately, managers should steer clear of high-variance bets, favoring controlled risks that ensure long-term viability. Maintaining adequate liquidity is vital for financial stability, emphasizing the principle of liquidity before marginal gains. For instance, a small manufacturer prioritizes cash reserves for suppliers and payroll, sidestepping risky investments in new facilities. Companies like Infosys demonstrate the power of strong cash management, enabling them to respond to unexpected opportunities effectively. Unilever also exemplifies this approach, sustaining high liquidity to navigate economic downturns while minimizing leverage risks. These strategies illustrate how effective liquidity management enhances resilience against volatile markets. To elevate a business entity's value, we must focus on a robust investor-focused value lens. This means prioritizing reliable earnings, sustainable growth, and a well-defined risk profile, instead of chasing short-term results. Quality of earnings matters. Consistent, cash-backed outcomes, and transparent accounting are essential. Sustainability in growth is achieved through reinvestment that strengthens competitive advantages over time. Additionally, understanding the risk profile allows us to identify and manage various risks, ensuring value protection. For example, a software firm building a cloud platform is positioning itself for long-term success, mirroring strategies seen in companies like TCS and Alphabet. Balancing customer satisfaction with shareholder value is crucial for sustainable growth. For instance, a lifetime warranty on appliances offers maximum assurance, but often leads to high costs and margin erosion. In contrast, tiered paid warranties provide customers with choices while creating new revenue streams and controlling costs. Similarly, Reliance Jio's ultra-low pricing drove mass adoption but resulted in near-term losses. The introduction of premium services helped improve profitability. Netflix invests heavily in original content to retain subscribers, but balancing this with licensed material stabilizes engagement and decreases volatility. Achieving this balance involves ensuring targeted benefits while capping costs and managing risks effectively. Managing risks effectively is essential for maximizing value. By selecting manageable risks, firms can achieve smoother cash flows and minimize earnings fluctuations. Similarly, in construction, avoiding unstable regions helps ensure consistent project schedules and revenues. Companies like L&T employ careful project selection and diversification to reduce exposure to concentrated risks. Johnson & Johnson's commitment to high safety standards not only lowers legal liabilities, but also reinforces their long-term reputation. Ultimately, these strategies foster sustainable value that aligns with stakeholder interests. Key factors influencing shareholder wealth emphasize long-term investment for sustained value creation. First, companies should prioritize investments that enhance durable growth and increase their earnings potential. Next, allocating resources to research and development can lead to innovative, differentiated products. Entering new markets early allows firms to secure users and establish dominance in ecosystems. A relevant example is an electric vehicle startup, sacrificing upfront costs to build a plant, anticipating future demand. Similarly, Reliance Jio's strategy of accepting initial losses paved the way for substantial market share and later profitability. As we explore key factors influencing shareholder wealth, understanding perceptions becomes crucial. Investor sentiment plays a fundamental role by pricing in expected future earnings, where clarity can slash risk premiums. Interest rates also significantly impact valuations. When rates rise, discount rates increase, compressing valuations. Conversely, cuts in rates can help lift multiples. Additionally, economic conditions like growth, inflation, and employment shifts directly influence demand and cash flows. Finally, protective strategies such as liquidity buffers, hedging, and diversification can help stabilize expectations during volatility. Corporate governance and transparency fundamentally strengthen investor confidence. Transparent decisions, guided by high ethical standards, encourage investors to engage without uncertainty. By clarifying the reasoning behind significant choices, companies can mitigate speculation and foster trust. Regular communication through annual reports and meetings reinforces this strategy, showcasing a long-term vision. Ultimately, these practices lead to higher valuations and deeper shareholder loyalty, contributing to sustained wealth. To ensure effective engagement with shareholders, we need to prioritize long-term value focus. This means we must create durable value rather than chasing short-term price changes. Next, aligning to future earnings is crucial. Our investment should foster predictable growing cash flows. Additionally, we should control the controllables, accepting market volatility while managing our strategy, execution, and capital. Lastly, consistency and transparency are vital. Signaling credible plans and maintaining strong governance can reinforce investor trust. Management's resistance can often stem from a deep-seated fear of losing control. For instance, when a conglomerate rejects a potentially beneficial merger, it often reflects leaders' concerns over diminished authority and altered reporting lines. Additionally, executives may worry about job security due to overlapping roles and possible demotions. This fear is compounded by how short-term incentives favor the current status over long-term gains. Ultimately, a misalignment in governance priorities leads to conflicts between managerial control and shareholder wealth, showcasing the complexity of such decisions. To understand management's resistance, we first consider the job security motive. Managers often block strategies that could threaten their roles or lead to redundancy. Next, authority dilution plays a significant role, as executives tend to avoid changes that shift their decision-making power. Additionally, a status quo bias often leads management to choose stability over disruptive change. A case in point is the Bob-Vijay Dena merger, where anxiety over role reshuffling prompted pushback. Finally, conflicts can arise between shareholder interests and managerial fears, as seen when short-term control concerns clash with long-term value creation. Understanding the dynamics of management resistance is key in strategic contexts. The core tension lies in balancing near-term control with the long-term value creation for shareholders. One major concern is the fear of control dilution, as ownership and voting power may weaken after a merger or restructuring. Additionally, job security and authority play crucial roles, with leadership roles often reshaped or eliminated in integrations. Disruption can occur despite the potential value, as capturing synergies requires tough changes that unsettle incumbent managers. A notable case is the HP-Compaq merger in 2002, which faced significant internal opposition but ultimately benefited shareholders by creating a leading global IT player. Maximizing earnings per share, or EPS, is crucial for businesses and investors alike. First, EPS represents the profit allocated to each share, a key signal influencing stock prices and investor expectations. Next, it's vital to balance capital allocation, weighing current dividends against reinvestment for future EPS growth. While dividends offer immediate returns, they can limit funds for essential growth initiatives. On the other hand, reinvesting profits drives innovation and expands the earnings base. Lastly, maintaining cost discipline and governance ensures that EPS growth is sustainable over time. Maximizing EPS is essential for sustainable growth. A well-structured dividend policy ensures that companies maintain stable payouts while reserving funds for growth opportunities. When a company opts for stock buybacks, it effectively reduces the total share count, thereby enhancing EPS when excess cash is available. Additionally, utilizing retained earnings for growth allows businesses to invest in research, development, and expansion. Each of these strategies plays a critical role in balancing shareholder returns with long-term profitability. Maximizing profitability requires a keen focus on cost management. Strategies such as automation, lean operations, and supply chain excellence play a pivotal role in lifting margins. Additionally, revenue growth and diversification are integral. By innovating and venturing into new markets, companies can widen profit pools. Real-world examples include TCS's balanced approach, Apple's stock buybacks, and HUL's innovative dividends. These strategies collectively support sustained earnings per share growth. Understanding key metrics like the payout ratio is essential for making informed dividend policy decisions. The payout ratio, or dividends per share divided by earnings per share, indicates how much profit is distributed to shareholders. If this ratio exceeds 1, it signals that dividends may be unsustainable. Next, consider dividend cover, which is calculated by dividing net income by dividends. A higher dividend cover suggests a healthy balance, supporting future growth alongside current payouts. For manufacturing firms, leaders must choose between increasing dividends now or reinvesting in innovations for long-term growth. These metrics ultimately guide decisions to harmonize shareholder interests with sustainable growth strategies. The impact of earnings per share links directly to shareholder wealth. Rising EPS often translates into higher market valuations, suggesting sustainable profitability. It's crucial to manage capital allocation wisely by distributing cash among dividends, buybacks, and growth investments. A well-defined dividend policy should focus on maintaining predictable payouts while allowing for reinvestment in growth. Different industries have varying approaches. For instance, tech firms often reinvest heavily, while utilities provide stable payouts. Lastly, cost discipline is essential. Monitoring EPS growth alongside key metrics helps align short-term gains with long-term value. Legal compliance is essential for any organization. The first pillar focuses on tax compliance, which includes navigating GST, corporate tax, and VAT, along with double taxation avoidance agreements for better fiscal management. For corporate governance, accurate disclosures, annual general meetings, and audit committees play a crucial role, especially when mid-sized firms go public. Additionally, regulatory compliance encompasses adherence to environmental, labor, and safety standards, which is vital for sustainable operations. Companies like Tata Steel and ExxonMobil illustrate the importance of monitoring compliance with applicable regulations in their respective industries. Altogether, these elements ensure robust legal compliance while enhancing corporate integrity. Attaining market leadership hinges on pricing strategies and innovative practices. For instance, penetration pricing in the Indian fintech sector enhances onboarding at minimal costs. The freemium model adopted by Reliance Jio has altered user expectations dramatically, resulting in significant market share growth. Amazon's early years saw them leveraging loss leaders to establish a loyal customer base and dominate categories. On the innovation front, Mahindra and Mahindra focuses on electric vehicle technology, positioning itself in emerging markets. Tesla's advancements in battery technology secure its premium brand status and performance lead. Employee welfare is essential for creating a motivated workforce. Timely and fair rewards significantly boost morale and productivity. Also, ensuring payroll accuracy and timely payments fosters trust within the organization. Competitive compensation packages, including bonuses and stock options, help attract and retain talent. Additionally, well-structured incentive programs align employee performance with company goals. Finally, prioritizing health and wellness initiatives leads to a resilient and engaged workforce. Let's explore the significance of customer satisfaction through pricing and post-sale support. First, value-based pricing helps clinch a sale, while robust post-sale support secures future business. When launching retail products, premium features and exceptional service justify higher prices. A notable example is Tata Motors Nano, designed with ultra-affordable pricing for Indian consumers. Conversely, Apple's premium pricing strategy leverages brand strength and design, allowing for higher profit margins. Ultimately, effective post-sale support, exemplified by Reliance Jio's 24/7 help and Apple's Genius Bar, transforms customers into loyal advocates. Understanding corporate social responsibility is essential as we transition from profitability to responsibility. Starting with sustainability, companies like ITC achieve carbon positive status, while IKEA aims for all materials to be renewable or recycled by 2030. In philanthropy and social development, free vaccination initiatives are crucial for underprivileged communities and enhance societal well-being. Employee welfare is enriched when firms like Infosys engage in rural development and education, fostering skills and community ties. Finally, legal compliance, under the Companies Act of 2013, mandates a 2% CSR contribution, with companies like Microsoft advancing literacy and other initiatives, demonstrating ethical responsibility. As we delve into legal compliance in corporate social responsibility in India, it's essential to understand the framework context. CSR is mandated for qualifying companies with a defined spending threshold and clear intent. Companies that meet any one of the following criteria must comply: net worth of 500 crore rupees, turnover of 1000 crore rupees, or net profit of 5 crore rupees. Those companies are required to spend at least 2% of their average net profits on CSR activities. This framework exists to align corporate spending with national development priorities, while ensuring transparency and real impact. Legal compliance in corporate social responsibility begins with mandatory financial contributions. Companies must allocate required CSR funds to efforts that align with societal needs, such as TCS's investment in education and skill development. Next, transparent reporting is vital for building trust and accountability. This can be seen in Unilever's sustainability reporting, which details fund utilization and results. Finally, ethical CSR practices are crucial. Initiatives should be designed for lasting community benefits, like improving access to clean drinking water in rural areas. Together, these components ensure that corporate efforts create real and meaningful social impact. To truly thrive in today's landscape, balancing profit and social responsibility is essential. The first principle to consider is profit with purpose, ensuring strategies align with both financial returns and social outcomes. Sustainable operations play a critical role by reducing costs and emissions, exemplified by Reliance's transition to renewables and Tesla's energy solutions. Additionally, product innovation focuses on meeting needs, such as creating affordable medical devices for rural healthcare access. Community engagement enhances reach. For instance, HUL's Project Shakti empowers rural entrepreneurs, helping to boost incomes. Lastly, ethical sourcing, as seen with Starbucks, investment in farmer welfare, cultivates brand loyalty and stability. To summarize our discussion on the shift from profitability to responsibility, we see that finance now balances profitability with stakeholder interests. Maximizing value goes beyond profits to include customer satisfaction and transparent governance. We explored strategies for enhancing shareholder wealth through effective policies and sustainable practices. Additionally, legal compliance and corporate social responsibility play crucial roles in modern financial leadership. You're now ready to build upon this knowledge with practical applications in your own financial strategies.